Now fast forward a century to the 1960s. That's when the leaders of the civil rights movement made clear that the need for self-defense still existed. In fact, Martin Luther King Jr. applied for a permit to carry a weapon and was denied. In California, gun control legislation was aimed at preventing groups like the Black Panthers from arming themselves against police. In response, 30 armed Black Panthers marched on the state capitol to protest the legislation in 1967. Not long after, then-Governor Ronald Reagan signed the Mulford Act, prohibiting open carry of weapons in public places. The following year saw the Gun Control Act of 1968, signed by the then-President Richard Nixon. The law banned Saturday night specials, which were the cheaply made handguns associated with crime in minority groups, meaning black communities. Both of these laws were passed by Republicans and supported by the National Rifle Association, one of the most powerful anti-regulation gun lobbies in the USA. The organization continues to advocate for gun owners, though many have criticized the NRA for failing to speak for armed African Americans.